Please lie on your back with either your knees bent or your legs long, whichever is most comfortable for you. And please just take a few moments to observe your contact with the floor. Feel the length of your spine, the length of your arms, the length of your legs. Can you sense any differences between how the right side is making contact with the floor compared to the left side? That is, the right side of your body as compared to the left side. Is one side more in contact with the floor? Is one side lifted up away from the floor? Or is it not quite that simple? Maybe you feel something on the right side of your body that's more in contact with the floor, touching the floor, and maybe you feel a part of the left side of your body. Just notice what you notice. Nothing's right or wrong. Notice how you're contacting the floor at this particular moment in time. Now please bend your knees. Bend your knees so that your feet are standing about shoulder width apart. Basically trying to find a place where your legs can stand with the least amount of muscular effort. And now begin to do a movement of lifting the inside edge of your right foot a little bit away from the floor and then bring it back down. That's nice. So just lift the inside edge of your right foot and then bring it back down. So inside would be relative to yourself. So this would be what? The left side of your right foot. And then bring it back down again after each time that you lift it. Now it's a very tiny movement, but there's a lot that you can notice. So you shift the weight a little bit to the outside edge of the foot, and then something happens in your knee, something happens in your hip joint, your pelvis. Bring it back down. Make it simple, easy. You can make it simpler and easier each movement. And notice how you can feel the effects of that movement through your entire body. Do you feel something happening in your chest, ever so slightly? Do you feel something happening in your spine? Maybe up in your head? So it's a tiny movement. That's nice. Now stop that for a minute and now lift the outside edge of your right foot. So lift the right side of the foot a little bit and then return it down to the floor. That's nice. Now when you lift the outside edge of your right foot, you shift the weight onto the inside part, and then when you return it to the floor, your foot comes back to the floor. You let go of all effort. And then you do it again. Very slowly, rest after each movement. And as the outside edge of the right foot comes off the floor, the right knee tends to tilt a little bit to the inside, to the left. Do you feel that? And then when you return the foot to the floor, the knee kind of comes back to the neutral position. Try not to have any intention in your toes. So don't stretch or tighten your toes. You just lift the foot. And don't have any unnecessary effort in any other part of your body. So you want to breathe, relax your face, relax the tongue in your mouth, relax your jaw. And now very slowly, please, alternate between lifting the inside edge of your right foot and then come back to the middle and lift the outside edge of the foot. And come back to the middle and stop and do it again. Very nice. And as you lift one side of the foot and then the other, the right knee kind of tilts a little bit naturally left and right, right? Don't do it on purpose. Just allow it to happen. And what do you notice in the rest of yourself as you do this movement? For example, can you feel a movement in your right hip joint? Can you feel your pelvis move just a tiny bit, almost automatically, without the need for you to do anything at all? And where else? Can you feel something happening ever so slightly in your chest? Can you feel the movement moving up your spine somehow? And stop for a moment and rest with your feet where they are, with your legs bent. And compare the way the right leg is standing on the floor compared to the left leg. Does one leg feel different somehow? How would you describe it? More relaxed, more present, or none of the above? sometimes these distinctions or differences, if there are any, they don't actually have to be put into words. The words are at a different level than our experience. Now, please place your right hand on your forehead with your fingers pointing to the left. Your right hand on your forehead with your fingers pointing to the left. Find a comfortable way to do that. And now, very, very gently, roll your head slowly to the left just a tiny bit and then come back to the middle. A tiny bit to the left and back to the middle. Maybe just a millimeter or two, a quarter of an inch. Just the amount that's comfortable. And let your right arm do the work so that your head and neck are just along for the ride. Don't activate anything in your head and neck. And use the least amount of work that you need in the right arm just to roll your head gently to the left and back to the middle. That's nice. Very nice. And keep a little bit of attention to notice what's happening in the rest of yourself. Breathe, relax, feel your spine, your feet on the ground, your pelvis, your rib cage. All right, and go ahead and stop. Bring your right arm down to your side, lower your legs and rest. Just take a brief moment to rest. And as you're resting, you can notice any differences and sensations you feel on the right side of your body as compared to the left. Your right leg, your right arm, your left arm. The right side of your chest, the left side of your chest. Do any parts of you feel more in contact with the floor? All right, that's nice. Now bend your knees again. Please bend your knees. Place your feet standing on the floor about shoulder width apart. And now put your left hand on your forehead, fingers pointed to the right. Find a comfortable way to have your left arm gently on your forehead, whatever that is for you. And then with the help of your left hand, roll your head to the right and then come back to the middle. And then do it again, going very slowly. Stop after each movement, then repeat. And just notice how easy that is. If there's a point where it seems difficult, don't go there. To do less than you know that you can do. You could be rolling your head a half an inch and come back to the middle. It doesn't matter how big the movement is. Doesn't matter how small the movement is. Make it comfortable. Feel what's happening in your feet, in your pelvis, in your breathing. And by what's happening, I mean just feel how the force gets transmitted through your body. What's happening automatically. That's nice. And notice how you can make it gentler, simpler, easier. Now, I don't know if you've ever had a Feldenkrais session, a hands-on session. Sometimes people call it functional integration. But very often, you'll see the practitioner start the session by gently rolling the head. And why might they do that? Well, for many reasons, actually. But one of the reasons is it's kind of a meta message. It's kind of a message that says, look, here, I'm touching your head, but it's a very sensitive area. But I'm doing it very gently, very easily. You can relax here. You're safe. And you can create that same kind of feeling, sensation, meta message with yourself whenever you'd like to. All right, and please stop and lower your hand and arm. Keep your legs bent. And let's go ahead and put these movements together a bit, the movements of your head with the movements of your foot. So put your right hand on your head again, your right hand on your forehead, right hand gently on your forehead, and now at the same time that you lift the outside border of your right foot, roll your head to the left a little bit, and then as you bring the right foot back onto the floor, bring your head back to the middle, stop, and then do it again. And feel how you can coordinate the movement so the foot lifts and the head rolls at the same time and they come back to the middle at the same time. Relax, breathe, coordinate the two movements. So your right hand is on your forehead and at the same time you lift the outside border of your right foot, you roll your head to the left a little bit and then bring them back down. That's nice. Now stop, lower your right arm down to your side, and lower your legs and rest. Noticing any differences you feel between the right and the left leg, the right and the left arm, the right and left side of your chest, your ribs, your lower back, the weight of your head. And again, please bend your knees and place your feet standing. Now put your left palm on your forehead, your left palm on your forehead, and now slowly lift the inside border of your right foot at the same time you roll your head to the right. That's nice. And then bring your foot back down and your head back to the middle at the same time. Now, when I say at the same time, I mean your intention is to do it at the same time. So you're trying to coordinate the movements. Sometimes it's not possible to move them exactly at the same time, but you're working with your intention. So your intention is to do it. So to try your best to do it. And then do it again, but even easier and simpler. Your left palm is on your forehead. You lift the inside border of your right foot. At the same time, you roll your head to the right. They come back down to the middle at the same time. Can you notice where else in your body you feel the movement? No matter how small, no matter how slight, feel, sense, notice, imagine, take your attention, whatever, however you want to call it or think about it, take it to the rest of yourself. You're learning to make finer and finer distinctions in how you move and where you move and how force travels through your body. Very nice. And when you're ready, bring the movements to a stop. Lower your arm, lower your legs, and rest completely on the floor. And bend your knees again, place your feet standing. Now this time, lift the inside border of your left foot, just the inside border, and bring it back down. And notice, what does that feel like? And then lift the inside border of your right foot, and notice, and then go back to the left, and notice, what difference do you feel? So you lift the inside border of your left foot, and then the inside border of your right foot, and what difference do you feel between the feet? Does one foot feel smoother, easier, or not so much? And if you do feel any differences, are they because of the movements that you just did a few minutes ago on your right foot, through the right side of your body? Good. Now stop lifting the inside edge of your right foot, but keep lifting the inside edge of your left foot. So you lift the inside edge of the left foot, feeling how the weight shifts to the outside edge of the foot and the leg tilts a little bit, and then come back to the middle. Stop a moment and do it again. Feeling as you do it where you can reduce any unnecessary effort. Don't have any effort in your toes. Feel your left hip joint moving a little bit as you do this. Notice what's happening in the rest of your body. Feel what happens in your spine, your pelvis, your head. So there's no moving in your other leg. There's no movement in your right leg. You're just lifting. That's nice. You're just lifting the inside edge of your left foot and bring it back down, noticing what's happening in your left hip joint. And what would happen if you wanted to do the movement a little bit faster? Could you move it a little bit faster and feel what happens in the rest of your body? That's good. And now stop that and lift the outside border of your left foot and bring it back down. The outside border of your left foot, and then bring it back down. And notice, is it more difficult to do this than it was the other side? Is it more difficult to lift the outside border as opposed to the inside border? And bring it down and stop and do it again. Each time that you do it again, find a way to make it easier, simpler, remembering to breathe. And go ahead and stop and rest. Lower your legs and rest. Compare the sensations on the left side of you as compared to the right. Feel your left leg, your right leg, your left heel, your left ankle, your right ankle, your left and right hip joints, your left side of your pelvis, the right side of your pelvis, your lower back. Very nice. And again, bend your knees, place your feet standing about shoulder width apart. Put your right hand on your forehead, and now slowly, as you lift the inside border of your left foot, roll your head just a little bit to the left. And then as your foot comes back to the middle, you roll your head back to the middle at the same time. And then you stop for just a moment, and then you do it again. The next time you do it, finding how you can make it easier, simpler, how you can have a clearer intention, how you can feel more of your body, notice more of your body. That's nice. Very, very nice. Now switch hands, please. Put your left hand on your forehead and begin to roll your head to the right as you lift the outside edge of your left foot. And then you roll your head back to the middle as your head comes back to the middle, as your foot comes back to the middle. Stop and then do it again. Rolling the head to the right as you lift the outside edge of your left foot. Feel what happens down there in your pelvis and your hip joints. Feel your entire spine and any subtle or not so subtle movements that happen in your spine as you do this. And please stop, rest, bring your arm down, lower your legs and rest. I have to admit, this simple little session is one that I hadn't done in many, many years until I sat down to prepare the transcript to record the session. And I wasn't really expecting to get much out of it, but there was a certain point where I was moving my left leg and I started to feel deep waves of relaxation. I lowered my legs to rest and I fell asleep. I mean, I think it was sleep, or maybe it was just some type of a trance, or maybe just some type of a letting go, but it's always amazing to me how a certain movement can affect us in a certain way, relax us. It doesn't have to be a complex movement. It doesn't have to be a simple movement. Just some movement or some sensation that we haven't felt in a while or done in a while, and it has a really nice effect on us. Now, I'm not saying that happened to you in this particular session or this particular movement, but I'm sure it's happened to you in the past when doing Feldenkrais sessions. I hope it does. And if it hasn't happened for you yet, I can safely tell you that at some point it will happen. Many times, I hope. All right, and bend your legs again. Place your feet standing about shoulder width apart. Put your right hand on your forehead. And now slowly lift the outside border of your left foot, as you roll your head to the left with your right hand. That's nice, very nice. And then bring both back to the middle at the same time and repeat that. So your right hand is on your forehead and you're lifting the outside border of your left foot as your head goes to the left. Remember, it's your right hand, remember it's your right arm that's doing the work. Your head should be passive. Your head and neck should be passive. Very nice. And then come back to the middle and keep repeating, finding how to make it easier. And do you notice now that your foot and knees are moving in, are moving opposite to the direction of your head? Do you feel that? Lifting the outside edge of your left foot and rolling your head to the left with the help of your right hand. Good. Now please switch hands. Put your left hand on your forehead and roll your head to the right. That's nice. And now lift the inside border of your left foot at the same time that you use your left hand on your forehead to roll your head to the right. Very nice. Then come back to the middle at the same time with your foot and the head. Feel what's happening in your ankle, your knee, your hip joint, your pelvis. Feel the entire length of your spine, your upper neck. That's nice. So you notice how the gentle force of this movement moves through your entire body. And lower your arm, and lower your legs, and rest. Feeling your contact with the floor. And what you notice that is changing. Things that are changing for your own benefits. And bend your knees again, place your feet standing, put your right hand on your forehead, and now you're going to slowly lift the inside border of your right foot. That's nice, as you roll your head to the left. And then you bring your head and your foot back to the middle, to neutral. You let go of all effort, all intention, and you do it again. You lift the inside border of your right foot as you roll your head to the left. Very nice. Keeping some attention for the rest of yourself to feel the rest of your body. Coordinate the two movements. Make them easier. Make them simpler. Very nice. Your breathing has slowed down. Your heart rate has changed. All kinds of gentle relaxation coursing through your body as you do these movements. Now lower your right arm down to your side, please, and put your left hand on your forehead and roll your head to the right with the help of your left arm. At the same time, you lift the outside edge of your right foot off the ground. Then return both to neutral. And then repeat. Your left hand is on your forehead, rolling your head to the right with the help of your left arm as you lift the outside edge of the right foot off the ground, just the outside edge of the right foot. Bring them both down at the same time. Move them at the same time. Stop moving them at the same time. Relaxing your face, your jaw, your breathing. All right. Please rest. Lower your left arm down to your side. Lower your legs and rest. And now let's add some new distinctions. So go ahead and bend your legs and bring your feet to standing. And go back in your mind and in your body and think about these movements that we've been doing. So you've been lifting the outside edge and the inside edge of each foot off the ground, correct? I mean, that's been the instruction. That's what I've asked you to do. But now each time that you've done that, it's also tilted the leg and the knee in one direction and then the other, right? So your knee goes to one side and then came back, depending on which side of the foot you're lifting. So you could think of these instructions as a way of initiating the tilting of the knee by moving the foot, although we haven't actually talked about that. And, you know, it's a very major strategy of Moshe Feldenkrais, evoking movement in one part of the body via movement somewhere else. Now, let's go ahead and do that. So we'll gently tilt the legs and see what that is like. So first, what I'd like you to do is simply tilt your right knee to the left. Tilt your right knee to the left and then come back to the middle. And as your right knee tilts to the left, feel how far you can tilt it easily and effortlessly, and then bring it back. Do that a few times. Notice what's happening in your foot, in your pelvis, and the entire right side of your body. Very nice. And next time that your right knee comes back to the middle, stop. Stop. And now tilt it to the right and back to the middle. So your right knee goes to the right. The right knee kind of goes outside and then back to the middle. And again, notice how far you can go easily while also noticing the rest of yourself. And only the right leg moves, okay? So keep the left leg still. Feel what's happening in your hip joint, your pelvis, your lower back. That's nice. And please stop. Please stop. And now let's do that same process with the left leg. So begin by tilting your left knee to the right and then back to the middle, your left knee to the right. That's nice. Only a small, comfortable amount. Breathe, relax, and just notice what happens in your hip joint, your pelvis, your lower back. Feel your ankle. Feel how the movement flows through your foot. Good. And then stop and tilt your left knee to the left and then back to the middle. Left knee to the left and then back to the middle. Only the left leg moves. The right leg stays completely still. Good. And stop, please. Stop for a moment in the middle. Feel your body resting there with your feet on the ground, your legs bent. Feel the weight of your head, the weight of your arms and shoulders, your spine. And now this time, tilt both knees to the left, a comfortable amount, and then bring them back to the middle. That's wonderful. So bring both knees to the left and then both knees back to the middle. Feel how your pelvis rolls a little bit. Feel what's happening in your lower spine and your upper spine. Does your head roll or seem to want to roll automatically without the need for you to do anything at all? That's nice. And then stop that and have your legs rolling, tilting to the right. So tilt your legs to the right, just a comfortable amount, and back to the middle. And please do less than you know that you can do. And as your legs go to the right, feel your hip joints and pelvis moving, tilting a bit to the right. Feel how that force of that movement goes through your all through your spine, moves your lower spine, middle and upper. That's nice. You may even be able to feel the gentle force of that movement traveling up to your head, traveling through your entire body. Does your head seem to want to move along? Does it roll or seem to want to roll? And if it doesn't, that's fine too. How is the movement on this side compared to the movement on the other side? That is, tilting your legs the other direction. And you could, if you wanted to, stop and tilt your legs in the other direction and notice if there's a difference. Usually there is. And sometimes there is, but you can't quite put your finger on what it is. You don't have the words to describe it. Sometimes you do. That's fine. And one last time for this session, please stop and please rest. Notice your contact with the floor. Do you feel differences as compared to the beginning of the session? I found over the years it's kind of an interesting question because very often there are differences, but to compare one to the other, before when we first started, you had certain feelings, we had certain feelings of what it's like to be on the floor, and now those feelings or sensations are different. But how do we get back to compare to what they were? Can we do that, or we just notice that things are different? Is more of you in contact with the floor? When I teach Feldenkrais sessions live, it's always amazing to me to look around the room near the end of the session and I can see how people's breathing has changed. The muscles in their face are sort of flattened out and relaxed. I can see that their heart rate has changed. They're more relaxed, more in contact with the floor, more in contact with themselves, really, I think. I mean, that's the way I see it. Of course, each person's experience is a little bit different. And when you've had enough time to enjoy that, can you please come to sit and come to stand? And in standing, keep attention, your attention on yourself, and you're standing for a while, and you're moving for a while, and enjoy.